Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you can hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 3, you will hear stories from our fourth collection, Luck and Opportunity. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. This is a story for the season of commencement ceremonies. Gotcha Day by Jane Satchel McAllister. Witnessing a new beginning reminded me of an earlier one, 2 decades before. The phone call, punctuated with happy tears, came into my office at the bank in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, in late August 1995. My friend Kelly had received approval to adopt a child from China that January, and after several delays had just learned she was cleared to travel. Though her brother had planned to accompany her, he could not now go. I was her plan B, and happily so. After 24 hours in transit, we flew into Hong Kong to avoid the congestion and spectacle surrounding First Lady Hillary Clinton's visit to Beijing at the time for the United Nations Fourth World Conference on Women. The building density for Hong Kong exceeded any other place I'd traveled, including London, Moscow, and even Istanbul. It felt on our descent as if the plane would graze the adjacent apartment towers. We enjoyed our day of sightseeing despite the crowding noise and odors overloading our senses. We flew on to Changsha, capital city of Hunan Province in south-central China, with a population of 8 million. Our interpreter paved the way for checking into the hotel, touring the city, and ordering our meals. We stuck to vegetarian dishes primarily, though I did enjoy a spicy dish that looked like beef gelatin, which our interpreter called creature from the sea. Our best guess was sea urchin. We walked up Yueluxian Mountain, site of historic Yuelu Academy, now Hunan University. We declined several earnest invitations to purchase a copy of Mao's Little Red Book from the kiosk staff. As a 6'1" American woman with naturally curly long brown hair, I stood out in the crowds. I met only one person as tall as me, the young man taking tickets for the Ice Lantern exhibition we visited. Likely of Mongolian descent, he gestured his recognition that he and I looked each other in the eyes. All the teenagers we passed practiced their English greetings on us, and they laughed appreciatively at my lame attempts to return their greetings in Mandarin. On Sunday evening, our interpreter introduced us briefly to the 2 Chinese men from the orphanage designated to drive us the next day to Yiyang to pick up Kelly's new daughter. While crossing Changsha, we saw every conceivable mode of transport, all sharing the same roadway. Bicycles, often carrying a passenger on the back, mopeds, motorcycles, small red cars, buses, and trucks. Pedestrians crossed streets at their own risk, as did bicyclists, because no stop signs or traffic lights governed right-of-way. Traffic resembled a changing kaleidoscope, with continual near misses and horn blowing. Intermixed in this melee were people carrying baskets tied to bamboo poles across their shoulders. Kelly and I, both anxious and slightly hysterical observers in the back seat, just hoped to survive. Yiyang, about 70 miles northwest of Changsha, would usually take 3 hours on narrow 2-lane roads, they said, but with construction delays and congestion, we traveled for 4. Green rice paddies extended from both sides of the road out toward the mountains on the horizon. Farmers worked the fields, sometimes with water buffalo, never with any type of machinery. We felt the most vulnerable on the entire trip during this drive because Kelly's adoption agency sent adopting families out on their own to the orphanages. Moreover, adoptions were finalized in U.S. dollars, cash. so it seemed a bit surreal to be riding in a vehicle through the Chinese countryside with two men who did not speak our language, nor we theirs, while carrying a fair amount of U.S. currency. Still, I also felt a palpable sense of protection, as if the cumulative prayers on our behalf coming from back home covered us with a shielding blanket. We arrived safely. The orphanage notary walked Kelly through the paperwork and took the contractual adoption fee. Then, in an instant, a staff nurse appeared and placed the baby Casey into Kelly's grateful arms. I filmed the moment, hearing my friend's joyful voice and offering my own, thrilled to be a witness. It was Gotcha Day, halfway around the globe from home. We three then flew from Changsha to Guangzhou to obtain Casey's visa from the U.S. consulate there. Walking into the 5-star White Swan Hotel felt like entering paradise after our 1-star hotel in Changsha. Our return flights took 36 hours to Charlotte, North Carolina, where family and friends eagerly greeted the little one. I remain grateful for the opportunity to have seen some of China, whose rich and complex history had long held my interest, and to have helped bring Casey home. It was a fine memory to savor as I watched, proud with happy tears, Casey accept her college diploma 22 years later. Copyright 2021, Jane Satchel McAllister. Jane Satchel McAllister's writings draw inspiration from the wide variety of people and places she encounters, from her home base in Davie County, North Carolina, to rich adventures across our country and abroad. She has co-authored 2 Images of America books through Arcadia Publishing prior to serving as the director of the county's public library for 9 years. Her current main writing project involves compiling her family's stories so that their descendants can better understand and enjoy their heritage. Read more about this writer and background on this story in a new feature of 6-Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6-Minute Story. You can read them all in the 4 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELL Jones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.